As we begin this fourth week, you have to ask yourself, why these readings? What does the church, the Lord, want us to get from these readings? Huh? The first is such a prophecy of prosperity, isn't it? You know, somebody only lives to be 100, I think, or they died in their childhood, you know. And then we have this, of course, the beautiful psalm. I praise you, Lord, because you rescued me. That's a vivid experience when we understand our true state and the true state of the whole human race. And then see salvation. See it. See people alive with the life of Christ. They're rescued. That's the Lord's plan, isn't it? Offer that rescue, that salvation to everybody. Then we have this interesting text about the ruler who lived in Capernaum, because that was a central city. And he comes to Jesus. Now, it's interesting. If you read the Gospels, there are these healings at a distance. And they're all of pagans. The Canaanite woman, the centurion, and then this royal official. It's as though the gospel writers are accenting these stories for many reasons. But one, Jesus is not far from you. You don't have to be nervous or afraid. Jesus is not far from you. And if you need healing, and that will do you more good than being sick, you'll be healed. No problem. It's also an adumbration of the Lord looking beyond his people to the whole world, praying for them, weeping over them, strengthening his resolve to go through his passion for them. And so this fellow comes, and his son was ill back in Capernaum. So Jesus is like up here in Cana, and the official is down here in Capernaum, right on the lake. And he walks all the way up. Couldn't take a bus in those days. So he walks all the way up to Cana to talk to this Jewish prophet. He's a royal official, I think. The translation is always a little bit different, but they call him a royal official. That's one of the basilikos. He's working for the king. And we don't know who he is, but if he's a royal official, he's probably not a Jew. Well, we don't know that. He wants his son healed. Now, our Lord starts by saying, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. What's Jesus after in this fellow? Enthusiasm that his son was healed? Of course. Is that all? No. Belief. I entrust my life to you. I believe you can heal my son back there. And so it seems to be a rebuff. This is like the Canaanite woman, right? Same thing. Look, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It's not right to take the bread of children and throw it to the dogs. You know, she picked right up on it. Because she loved him, and she trusted him, and she wanted her daughter healed. It wasn't one of these, well, you know, heal me if you want, you know. It was that, I want that daughter healed. And so he insults her and she comes right back and he just says, woman, you have great faith. Go on home. Your daughter's fine. And she goes home. And she's, the little girl is troubled by a fever, right? When she goes home, Matthew says, she found that the demon had left her. Interesting. So he says this to this centurion, to this royal official, and the official says, what? Sir, come down before my child dies. Let's not worry about faith right now. Let's just get my kid healed. You know, Jesus says, you can go. Just go, really. Your son will live. Then John tells us, the man believed what Jesus said. See, that's not faith yet. He believed what Jesus said. There's that much faith. So he went home. On his way home, you just heard it, they come out and tell him, you know, your boy's okay, he's going to make it. No doubt, he's going to be okay. And he said, about what time was that? About 1 o'clock yesterday. And he said, that's just when that prophet said. And then he believed. Now he's believing. You see, that act of faith is terminating in Jesus, not just what he said. It's terminating. He believed, you see. And his whole household. He became an apostle right away. He told everybody. And they believed. And then John tells us, now this is the second sign. So there's this block of text from Cana to Cana. And now he's back in Cana. Now why would the church put this text here for us now? See, we're starting the fourth week of Lent. Some people are getting tired of Lent. You know, they want to get a steak, you know. Or the difficulties of Lent, you know. There's dryness in prayer, there's loneliness, there's inner pain and outer pain. There has to be. The church is getting ready to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And she's carrying the whole world to this. Of course we're going to have a hard time. It'll be over. One day we'll be in heaven. We look back and say, I was complaining about that. So this is this story. Believe. Believe. We just heard Mark last night talk about belief, right? So how do you do that? Well, there's lots of ways. The last way, in fact, it's not really even a way, is to get, you know, crank yourself up. I believe. You don't. It's emotion. There's an old principle in philosophy, which is very helpful at this point. To increase the intensity of an act, you look at the object, not the agent. You don't try to stir yourself up. You look at Jesus. If you're teaching somebody batting, you say, look, when that ball is coming there, you look at the ball. You don't worry about your bat and your arm and how you're going to hit it. You look at that ball. And when it comes, you hit it. If we want our faith to grow, we look at Jesus. We read this story over today. Jesus heals. He brings this man. He first believed what he said. And then he just plain believed. And he confided that inner secret of his heart and his life to Jesus. And his whole household joined him. They never met Jesus. All they know is the boss went away, talked to this man who said, "Your son is going to live." And came home, and he was alive, and he was healthy. And that brought them to faith. To faith. That means they opened the door of their heart to Jesus. And he did all the rest. So that's why as we get down, you see now we got the fourth and the fifth. We got, and we're doing pretty well. We're starting the fourth week already. But you can get tired. You can say, you know, this is, you don't have to be this attentive. Or, I'm tired of being sick or dry or weary or whatever. And the Lord is saying, look, we have a world to save, you understand? And it's not getting any better. Have you noticed? Come now. Let me prepare you. Because I am going to preach the gospel. Keep your eye on me. Look at me. And your faith and your love will grow.